Good morning. I'm coming to you live from Bondi Beach in Sydney. I've just crashed at a mate's place last night before going back to the hospital, but I was hoping it was going to be beautiful and warm and I could show you, for the guys, some beach babes, and for the girls, some beach dudes, I guess, or whatever you're into. But it's a bit cold and it's actually quite windy. So I've got the microphone on. I hopefully can't hear the wind. But a couple of quick messages for you today, Monday morning motivation. The first message is around, and I'm going to give this in reverse order, it's about being strong at the moment, the way the market is. And the second message is directed primarily at you guys, as in the men watching this, and it's talking about multitasking. Multitasking. Now, can you multitask, gents?
No.
Even the ladies, think about this, I know you're much, much better at multitasking than we are. But can you honestly talk on the phone and be 100% present with somebody whilst you're writing up a contract, whilst you're doing something else as well? Can you be 100% A, concentration, and B, can you do it with 100% effectiveness, each of those, let's say, three tasks? No, I don't think so. You can't. So what about when it's busy? How do you go about when you've got multiple clients and you're jumping from one to another? Can you be effective doing that? Well, there's a saying that you can't, it's a Chinese saying, you can't put your feet in two boats. Imagine you're going down a river and you've got two canoes or something, and you've got one foot in one canoe and one foot in the other, and they start to sort of move forwards. What's going to happen? It's not going to end well, is it? So you've got to love the one that you're with. That's really, really important. People will wait. Think about, I don't know if you're going to Apple stores, you don't just walk up if you've got a problem with your phone. Go up to a Genius Bar and say, hey, this is the problem, what do I do? You have to book an appointment. Often even when you get the appointment time, you still have to wait, but people are prepared to do it to get what they want, and your clients are no different. So love the one you're with. The other message around this is, when it's really busy at the moment, a lot of you have got lots of cars to get out, right? That's what you get paid on deliveries. So you have to, A, not multitask with that, make sure you're onto it, but B, you have to be, my second point, which was be strong. That is, you can't let your clients walk all over you when they're gonna come in for their delivery. You have to be very structured. You have to say, Mrs. Jones, I have 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning or 4 p.m. on Wednesday. That's all I've got available. Which time slot do you want? When they give you a time, then you've still gotta make it, you've got to make it very clear. You say, I know you'll be on time, but if you are running late, please note that we've got back-to-back deliveries. It's absolutely flat out at the minute here. So you will have to wait if you're not here at that time. Okay, I just want to let you know, I know you're going to be good, but things pop up in life, don't they? So please be here for that 10 o'clock, if not a little bit early. Make yourself a coffee, or you know, we'll make you a coffee. You can relax, whatever it takes, if they need to wait. But you've got to do those things. So multitasking, nah. I know it feels like we've got to juggle lots of things at once sometimes, but do whatever it is that you're doing and do it very, very well. And this is where prioritizing and other things comes up, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. And secondly, be strong. Give the alternative choice. Which one do you want? Basic stuff, but a lot of people still don't do it in my experience. You have to control your deliveries, else they will control you. And if they're controlling you and you're selling 20 cars plus, you're just gonna be spiraling, and it's not a nice place to be. So be organized, be strong, don't multitask, and you'll go well. All right, have an awesome day. I'll give you a little view here of Bondi Beach. It used to be my home many years ago. But yeah, it's a bit gray today, unfortunately. But anyway, still pretty nice. I'm here just outside the pavilion. All right, have an awesome day, guys. I'll see you soon. Bye.